This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son.
I'll
be here till 10 o'clock Eastern. Excuse me, I've got the hiccups. I apologize. I will be here till 10 o'clock Eastern. Answer all your gardening questions. We've got about another hour left of the show. And I'm not going to take any time up just talking. We do have a bunch of calls on... Excuse me, I'm sorry, on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
Tim in Martha's Vineyard.
Tim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, thank you. Well, it's a funny thing. The hydrangea, it's a blue hydrangea, mop head, I guess. I don't know what, Nico Blue or something. Anyway, it's in full sun, and it has lots of blossoms, but they're all hidden. I just wondered if there's something you could possibly do so that next year the blossoms are on top instead of inside. Foliage is new foliage, I guess, is grown up and covers all the blossoms, and they're all inside. So that's a funny situation. Maybe
now, is it a newly planted hydrangea?
It's been there for maybe 6-7 years, I think, about that. It's not newly planted.
Okay. Is this the first year it's kind of done that?
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think it has a little bit to do with the growing season that we've had. It's been a little bit odd.
Yeah.
A lot of rain early in the season.
Yeah.
And then we had a really hot July, one of the hottest on records. So I think that had a little bit to do with it, that it was pushing some of that new growth, popping it through, trying to get a little bit bigger. I have the same thing going on at my house with the hydrangeas I have. They're not right on the top and covering it. They're more lower than normal. So
yeah,
I think it has a little bit to do with the season. You know, if you're having the blue, the Nico Blues, it's a microphylla that, you know... It's one that you don't prune until after it blooms, so that it's not, because it blooms on old and new wood, you don't prune that one early. If you pruned it early, it would have done that, but it wouldn't have also, you might not have had any blossoms. So that could be part of it. I don't think it is. But I think it has to do with a lot of the growing the growing season that we had, just the off and on, the real rainy to real hot, so it's pushing more foliage to it to get bigger. This could just be a year it's doubling in size or getting bigger. So I think that could be part of it. I know that. I know that you guys have great soil down there on Martha's Vineyard. I was there about a month ago at this point, and I swear I've never seen hydrangeas as blue and full as I have anywhere else. So I think the soil's great condition down there. So I don't think it's a soil issue. Again, I really think it could be just the way the temperatures have been up and down and the rain.
No, I see. Yeah. It's funny. You go by and it's totally green and you have to look way inside. Oh, there's blossoms in there. So there's really nothing we could do.
So what I'd look at doing right now, actually in the spring, using a 10-10-10 fertilizer. They like that all-purpose fertilizer, the garden food from Espoma. Use that in the spring. You can use that almost every month on them.
Mm-hmm.
I would also suggest in this fall kind of shaping the plant a little bit, you know, after the blooming's done on there, because the blooms on there, obviously, you want to see them, even though it's hard to see. You want to enjoy them. But once they've gone by, kind of cut the dead flowers back and shape it at that point. That might be able to get you a nicer, fuller look for next year as well.
Okay, so shaping it, that means that I'm cutting everything, whether it's dead or not?
Yeah, so, but I like to wait till after the flowers have gone by, just so I know that the flowers are kind of, you know, you never know if you start to cut certain areas if the blossom's going to pop through there. They should, at this point, be popping, but I just like to shape it at this time of year because in the spring, you know, you're not going to want to prune it at all, especially with the Nikko Blue, you know, because you don't want to lose the blooms completely. So any time you would be doing a pruning would be after they're done blooming, and that would be around, you know, now or the next few weeks.
Sure. So I can, if it's green, and I can prune that too.
Oh, definitely. Just kind of shape it, because some of those branches might be taller than some of the other areas. That's kind of what I noticed on my hydrangeas this year, where I have some sporadic growth that is taller than the rest of some of the other areas. So I might want to cut it back just to get it all closer to the same size for next year.
Okay. Okay, very good. Thank you. Yeah, all right.
Excellent, Tim. Thank you for the phone call, and good luck.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And if you guys have any questions, you can give us a call. We do have a bunch of calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Lillian in Maine.
Lillian, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can I help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call. I have a greenhouse, hothouse. And I have eggplant, cilantro, and tomatoes inside, and they're doing well. All the plants have grown, and they have tomatoes and eggplant. However, the plants have speckles, yellow speckles, and I am wondering if there's a deficiency of some sort in them.
You said that it's on which plant? I'm sorry.
I have cilantro, eggplant, and tomatoes.
Okay, so it's on all of them.
Yes.
And how are you watering? Over the top or by the soil?
By the soil.
Okay. And the leaves, when you say they're yellow, they have yellow spots, are they turning black in the middle or are they just staying all yellow?
No, they're just tiny yellow spots.
Tiny?
Speckles. Yeah.
Okay. Are you noticing anything flying around at all on there?
No.
Nothing. So if you move the plants just a little bit, you don't see anything going around?
No. No.
And so the leaves are dark green still?
Yes, they're dark green, but they do have little yellow spots. Mostly, it's very strange. The eggplant and the cilantro have more than the tomatoes.
Okay. And they're little guys. They're not like huge. So it could be, so if they were turning black or that type of thing, it could be, like a fungus if they had that black. But since they're just staying yellow, you know, it makes me almost think that some of the, you said it's in a greenhouse?
Yes.
Maybe some of the, the water that's from the top of the greenhouse, like the, when it gets real hot in there, the condensation is falling on it, on the leaves, and burning it that way, just based on it being yellow, but it could be a deficiency as well. You'd look for something, if it was a deficiency, more with an iron, but usually with the deficiencies, it would be along the whole leaf itself. It would start to turn the leaf yellow, and the veins of the leaf would stay more like a darker green.
Okay.
So sometimes with the yellow, it sounds like a piercing, sucking type insect that will pierce into the skin of the leaf and will pull out nutrients that way. So that could be definitely part of it.
I have two, and I took my looking glass to see if I could see any insects, right? And I sprayed it a little bit with water to see if there was anything in the way of insects, but they have no insects.
Okay. So what I would like to see you do, just as a precautionary, just to help with some of this aspect of it, what I'd like to see you do is there's a product from Bonite called Tomato Fruit and Vegetable 3-in-1. So it's got an insecticide, a fungicide, and a miticide in it. So it's going to take care of anything that could be attacking it in any way, just to take, care of some of that thought. Because like I said, there'd be small piercing, sucking insects that would do that type of thing. So that I would do that as a precaution, as, preventative, just to make sure anything else in there. It's organic, so it's going to be okay to spray on your plants. It's not going to be something that you would consume and hurt you. This is organic. The other thing I would look at doing is your fertilizer and see if you can get something with a little bit of iron in it to push a little green growth to it, get it a little bit stronger. I think that would help you as well. If some of the leaves get too much in the yellow, where it's almost all yellow, I'd pick those off and discard of them as well. Okay? Hang tight for me. We're going to go to a break.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonite Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonite Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Lillian. At the end there, we're starting to break up a little bit, so I apologize, Lillian. So can you just repeat what you were telling me right at the end?
Well, I have another question, but I just wanted to know the iron number on the packages is what number, the first, second, or the third number?
It's not going to be any of them. Iron's going to be on its own. The greening up can be from some nitrogen, which would be the first number. But again, it's that the iron isn't on much of them. You could look at iron tone from Espoma. That one right there is mostly iron, so it's going to help with that. So that's why I would go to that one.
All right, I'll do that. Thank you. Now I have another question.
Okay.
I have two cherry trees. This year I had three cherries in one of the trees and one in the other one, so there's something going on. And the leaves on the top of the cherry trees are have curled up. So I went out and I clipped them and burned them. Is there something that the cherry trees need that I may not be doing?
Did you fertilize them at all this spring?
I did.
What did you use?
I use something for trees and...
Okay.
So I have the Spoma and those packages.
Okay. Now, how old is the cherry itself? How many years has it been in the ground there?
I would say about 4, okay. Maybe 5.
Is it a fruiting cherry or a is it a fruiting cherry or a flowering cherry?
Oh gee, I don't know. One of them has yellow cherries, and the other one looks like
okay.
It's red.
Okay. So. It will take a few years for it to establish itself in the ground. Usually the fourth year should be established at that point. I'd look at the weather conditions as part of it. I'd also look to see if any of the, you know, you have some of that leaf curl, so they could have a little bit of a fungus to it. So looking into a fungicide to spray it would be something along the lines of like a copper fungicide or an Infuse. Infuse would be they have in like a hose end. Same thing with copper fungicide to spray the whole plant when you're seeing some of that curl. That's happening. So that could be something to think about for future. On it, the cutting back was good to do on there because it'll definitely help, you know, get rid of some of those diseases that could have been on there. So that was the right thing to do. Fertilizing again in the fall. Is okay. One that I would look at with, you know, a tree tone from Espoma, but just at half the rate. Don't do the whole full rate that it has on there. Just do half of it. So mm-hmm. that would give you a little bit more help on it. But I think, you know, if it is a fungus, which with the leaf curl would make me think it is a fungus, that's where I would go with the Infuse from Boni to spray it to help kill some of any of the fungus that's on there.
All right. Thank you right. so much.
I will Thank you.
Thanks. Have a nice day.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma Organic Potting Mix gives roots the ideal balance of air and moisture. It contains a special blend of beneficial mycorrhizae to help grow stronger roots, bigger plants, and more bountiful blooms. Try Espoma Organic Potting Mixes indoors and out for all potted flowers and vegetables. And you'll see why it's the best. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic Potting Mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. We do have about 45 seconds before we go to break, so I don't want to bring another call on until the other side of the break, so we're not getting interrupted. But you know, one of the things I was just thinking about with Lillian's tomato plant is, and even with some of the eggplant, etc., is taking out a few of those leaves that are already on there, thinning it out a little bit, letting the air flow a little bit more in the plants. Some of the lower leaves aren't as necessary when it comes to it to allow some of that air to go through. So I just want to add that to it to help with some of that, because that'll get rid of some of the fungus that would be there, etc. So, just a thought I had, and I want to make sure I got it out there. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Be right back.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Following a public outcry on social media and elsewhere, Universal Pictures says it will not release a controversial film at the end of next month, as originally planned.
It's just business. Hunting human beings for sport.
That's from the trailer for the movie The Hunt, in which a dozen conservatives wake up in a clearing and realize they're being stalked for sport by elite liberals. A source at the Comcast-owned studio says the decision not to release it was a tough call for the company, but after the recent mass shootings, they realized it was the right thing to do. Two investigations underway after Jeffrey Epstein's death in a jail cell, the 66-year-old convicted sex offender and multimillionaire committing suicide, it appears, yesterday morning by hanging himself. And this is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a couple calls on the line, so we're going to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Ed in Lowell.
Ed in Lowell, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Yeah, I have a question. I think they call it nutgrass.
Yep.
It's a dark green. It grows about a quarter of an inch a day.
Maybe even more sometimes.
Yeah, it seems that way. It does. Is there any? I have people that treat my lawn, but they evidently don't do. They don't know too much about this. I'm just wondering: is there anything you people sell that I could put on it to treat it?
So there's a product out there from Boni called Nut Sedge Killer. It's identical to what you need. Will kill the nut sedge, root and all. And so it's a spray. It goes right over the top that you can spray on the lawn. It'll kill the nut sedge and not the grass. So it's not going to kill, what you've been working on all season. It's just going to kill that nutgrass. The other thing that you need to take a look at is it's not just about killing the nut sedge. It's about helping the soil out a little bit. Your soil might be a little bit compact or have some nutrient deficiencies, and that's what's causing this as well. So getting some pelletized gypsum type. You could use, Natural Alternatives has one that's called sulfur. It's with the protolizer that they have. Also, if you want to just go to a local garden center, you could go to the Mahoney's in Tewksbury and get Love Your Soil, which will help break down some of that clay and some of the nitrogen issues that are going on in there, which will help the long term of the nut sedge. The nut sedge, you can kill it, but you just have to do that next thing, too.
Okay, so you have to continue to do it a couple of seasons.
Well, so it's the taking care of the soil is going to be the part that's going to really take care of everything long term for you. Because if you don't do anything to the soil, the nut sedge is just going to keep coming back.
So it's
not going to be, you'll get it next year, you'll get it the year after, but you just want to take a look at it.
Yeah.
And see.
Yeah. I'm sorry, this is the second year that I've had it. So
yeah, and it's going to continue.
I'm sure the people that I have taking care of my lawn don't think they have a clue, to tell you the truth.
It's so, unfortunate, okay, so, but it does happen. This nuts edge, it loves the heat, and we've had a very hot July. Mm-hmm. And like you said, it grows like a quarter of an inch or more. I feel like it grows like a foot overnight. But it's definitely prevalent everywhere right now.
Okay, and what should I buy for that moment?
It's called Nuts Edge Killer from Bonide. That's the one you want to use to kill the nuts edge. But then you're going to also want to use some of the Love Your Soil to break up some of the soil underneath to allow that the nutrients to flow through, to allow the water to flow through. So this nuts edge killer is actually called Sedge Ender. I apologize. I just looked it up while we were talking. Sedge Ender. It comes in a concentrate, and you can spray that over the whole area.
Okay, all right. So, and it comes in, that's in a liquid form. I spray
liquid form, yep. Sludge. You would spray it.
Yeah, sludge in there. Okay, well, thank you very much.
No problem. Enjoy, and good luck.
Thank you, Roy. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Jones and Marion.
Joan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, I have a problem with my lawn also. At one time, half of its sod was put in, but evidently I didn't take care of it correctly. And mostly I have, I think it's crabgrass. And my question, if I'm correct, my question is, I don't really want to do a lot of work on this lawn, but should I feed these weeds, or should I just leave them be and they're green?
Well, so the crabgrass is going to take over, and it creates like a mat over the ground in smaller areas with bigger blades of grass to it. A lot of people don't like it just because it goes to seed quickly. It's hard to maintain. You can feed the lawn, but the thing is killing some of this crabgrass is going to be more beneficial for you long term, because right now with all the weeds, you're going to just be feeding the weeds mostly instead of the lawn.
But if I kill the crabgrass, am I correct in thinking I'm just going to have soil showing?
The crabgrass, it's going to be soil, so you're going to have to put some seed down to fill those areas. And fall is actually the best time to be putting a lawn in or doing any addition to the lawn at that point. So it might be a good time to do it. Kill the crabgrass, add some grass seed in about 10 to 14 days, and water from there. I think it would be beneficial for you, because weeds will just continue to grow if there's nothing there. There's no grass seed to compete with, so the weed seeds are just going to go crazy and could end up taking over for the entire lawn.
Yeah, I think it's already kind of done that. So what would I get to kill this crabgrass? What's the product I would use?
So they have a crabgrass killer from Bonide. I think it's just called crabgrass. I think it's Weed Beater Crabgrass Control. It's a liquid formula that you can spray over everything. If you wanted to just kill what was there, you could use a product called Clean Up. That's going to kill everything.
Okay.
That's not going to just kill the crabgrass.
It'll kill the grass, too, if there's
It'll
any?
Kill the grass that's there as well. So that's,
I better not.
But that's only if you wanted to kill everything and just, kind of start fresh.
But the Bonide liquid spray would be more selective?
Yeah, so if you look for Weed Beater Plus with crabgrass killer in it, it will actually kill not only some of the crabgrass that's there, but it will kill some of the other weeds that might be in the lawn. It does about 200 other listed weeds.
Okay. So it's called Weed Beater Plus?
Yep, and it's called Weed Beater Plus, crabgrass and broadleaf weed killer. And it comes in a hose end, so you can just attach it to the hose and spray from there.
Okay. And it's by Bonide also?
Yeah.
And I can get that at a local store?
Garden center. What you can do is, if you want to find which one has it closest to you, you can go to bonide.com, and they actually have a dealer locator on their front page. And you just put in your zip code in, and it'll tell you which the closest store is.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Yeah.
All right, good luck. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Another call on the line, so we'll go right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Cheryl is in Michigan.
All right, Cheryl, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, thank you for taking my call. I love your show.
Thank you.
And I listen to it all the time. I have a question about my bleeding heart. It's in the shade part of my house. It's beautiful. It did a great job. But all of a sudden, the whole thing just turned yellow. And it's surrounded by hostas. I don't know if the hostas are affecting it, but it just looks awful. So I'm not sure what's wrong with it.
It's kind of what it does. Soon, I've started to see it a little bit more on some of the bleeding hearts that I've seen in the area, at least where I am. It's a plant that will start to yellow out as it's dying back towards the end of the season, of the growing season, because it is one of those ones that's an early spring. As the temperatures start to fluctuate to start to cool down a little bit more, it will turn some yellow. Don't cut anything back until the whole plant has really started to turn yellow.
It pretty much has. There's only one little branch now that's green. Everything else has gone yellow.
So it doesn't like the heat very much. And so once we've had a ton of heat, it starts to die back and get that yellow and wither away. So once you've got all that yellow, you can cut it back. And what it does is it'll start to store everything for the winter and for next year. But usually the real hot summers, when you have record breaking temperatures, that's when they're going to turn yellow a little bit earlier than you expect. Sometimes it's later in August, but at this time of year, in July, I know in New England we had the hottest July on record.
Yes, we did too.
Everything's those plants are a little bit earlier. That's why you can cut it back, get rid of the yellow, because you don't want it to just turn, start to rot or turn into mush and hurt the root system.
Is there anything you can do when we had such a hot temperature that was unusual for a long period of time? Is there anything you can do to help it, to prevent it from turning yellow so early?
The watering can help heavily, watering with a deeper watering, so leaving the hose on a trickle. Versus leaving it on the plant for 10 minutes. Because what it'll do is, the reason why you want to have the deep waterings is you want to force the roots to go deeper into the ground. If the roots are only on the top couple inches, that dries out the quickest with the heat, with the sun. Whereas if the root systems are pushing down lower and they're more active lower, it's not going to dry out as quickly. So that's why you use the deeper waterings, and you use that water on the trickle so it goes further down. It takes a little bit more time, and it absorbs, forcing the root system down.
What about those granules that I've heard advertised that will hold the water?
You can use some of the granules as well. It would be soil moist that would keep it that way. But what I'd like to see you do at the beginning is really get a deeper soaking in it. That's going to help you just as much. That soil moist, you can mix in around it. Don't use too much because it does multiply a lot, and you can mix that into the ground to help keep some of the moisture in there as well. Make sure it goes a little bit deeper into the soil, not right on the surface, because you'll see just those like crystal looking. The soil moist itself. Sometimes it'll be, if you put too much, it causes almost like a volcano coming out from the soil because there's so much, absorbing so much water. It's basically, it's the same stuff that's put in diapers. to keep the moisture in the diaper itself, but you're just using it on plants. It's obviously a little bit different process, but that keeps some of the moisture in. So make sure it goes a little bit deeper in the ground and spread out, not just in like pinches in different areas.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, Cheryl, thank you so much for the call. Have a great rest of your day. Bye-bye.
You too.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261 and 855-660-4261. Bring a dose of nature indoors with the newest FOMO organic liquid plant foods loaded with the natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes to grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And with the FOMO's new easy dose cap, you'll get a perfect pour every time. Just flip open the cap, turn the bottle over and pour in a pre-measured dose. Need more? Just repeat and then fill the watering can with water and feed your plants. No measuring, no mess. Just flip, fill, and feed. Brought to you by Espoma Organic, a natural in the garden since 1929. Learn more at www.espoma.com. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th. And learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text GOLD SUMMIT to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support
support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We only have a couple minutes here left in the show, so we'll talk a little bit about, wrap up a little bit of what we've talked about today in the show. A lot of lawn questions today, a few different things, so weed control, some gypsum products that we want to put down, you know, can we lime at the same time, etc. I just want to reiterate to everybody, I do believe that a soil test is very important for anybody who is looking to either start a lawn or has some issues with the lawn. And it's not only just to kill, you know, weeds. It's not going to really tell you, you know what the weed killers are. It's really going to tell you what's in the nutrients, what's in the soil, what the pH level is, what everything else is going on. From there, you'll be able to base what to do for that lawn for your future of it and to be successful. Because just killing the weeds is not the only thing that you can do to be successful and to put that lawn back in there. Helping feed the soil itself is definitely something that you should be looking at. And products out there like your sulfur with protolyzer in it from Natural Alternatives or Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green, those products are going to help not only activate the ingredients, the nutrients in there, but it's going to help activate them for the rest of the lawn. It's going to get rid of some of the clay-filled soils. It's going to get rid of some of the nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium levels that are maybe too high. Maybe they're too low and, you know, you're going to be able to add more to it. But a soil sample is going to tell you what's going on with that. So definitely want you to take a look at that. But soil samples are really a plus. And now's the time to be doing it, because in about 3-4 weeks, the temperatures are going to cool down a bit, where putting a lawn in is going to be perfect time to do. So if you know ahead of time what else you need to do, you're not just putting a lawn down and hoping and praying. You're going to have all the details to help you make that lawn successful. You know, one of the things I've always looked at is you see commercials for Scotts and they have the perfect green lawn. But what they haven't told you is the amount of time that they've spent to make it like that. It's not an instant gratification type thing. It's years of experience. It's years of taking care of it and knowing what's in that soil to make it so that works that right way. So, you know, it takes a little bit of time and a little bit of extra effort, but in the end, you're not going to have to put as much time and as much effort into it. So doing something now is going to help for the future with the lawn. So really, really think about it. And think about if you really want to get serious about the lawn and not have to worry about it in a few years, get the soil sample done now and get yourself on the right path. So that way all you have to do is just put on, you know, your steps, your applications, your 4 to 5 applications per season. Not worry about the weeds, not worry about the other things. So definitely think about it. I know it took me a little bit to get into there and understand it as much, but once I started to understand it, I really felt like I had a grasp on it. So soil sample, soil sample, soil sample is what I can really tell you guys. Other than that, this is, next week we'll be back with more show. We'll do a little bit of tribute to my father. We're going on, last year, today was his final episode of the Paul Parent Garden Club. Passed away unexpectedly on the 13th, so we're just 2 days away from that. And, it's something we think about every day. Something I think about, every Sunday, even more when I'm doing this show, looking down on me and, knowing I'm doing it well for him. So I appreciate everybody's support, because next week was when I took over for the show. Not that I wanted to take over at that time, but it's been a year for me on the show and you guys listening. So for me, I take that as some bit of excitement for it, because I've been able to do this for a year now, to answer your gardening questions and give my father's legacy and continue it on. Next week we'll do a little bit of a tribute here and there. Look for our newsletter. We've got a little bit here and there in there. Tell some stories. But it's a 1 year anniversary and it just feels like yesterday. So, Dad, I know you're listening up there. I love you. I miss you. We all love and miss you. But thanks for watching out for us and looking down on us. Until next time, guys, be good to each other. Get out there and plant something, because trees mean a lot to us and they take care of us. I'll see you guys next week.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timeshare cancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.